Blog Talk Radio.
Who's on the couch with Michael Couch today?
Today.
Find out now. Here's Michael.
Well, good evening, everybody. It's 8 o'clock here on the East Coast, and welcome to another edition of On the Couch with me, your host, Michael Couch. Sandy Athey, our resident spiritual intuitive and author of The Daily Dance, is joining us tonight when we talk to author of A Naughty Thing Called Life. Papa Spike is calling in from the UK. I'm very, very excited. His story is pretty brilliant, and the topic tonight is balance. Do you have balance in your life? How can we achieve it? And does it really happen in our lives? Call in with your thoughts to 516-418-5594. Sandy will be delivering your messages from the Universal Inbox, and Papa Spike will be taking your questions. So feel free to go ahead and call in anytime. Call in around the 15-minute mark because I'm going to go ahead and play a little bit of music, something to go ahead and lighten the mood. This is Dana Kelson with A Love That Will Last. When we get back, hopefully Papa Spike will be here and Sandy Athey will be joining me.
I wanna love.
Gina Kelson, Love That Will Last. Don't we all want one?
Everyone has questions about business, love, pets, or life in general. Did you know the universe has answers for you? For an appointment to check the inbox for your messages, call or text me, Sandy Athey, at 410-747-6510. Your message is waiting. Call or text me, 410-747-6510. Safe journeys, and I'll talk to you soon.
Caller there at 51, what's the number again? Oh, my God, 516-418-5594. Sandy Athey joining me now. Sandy, I love your silk pajama pants. Well done, honey.
Thank you so much. Well, you know, I have to have something special to be on the couch with my
Well, of course you do. Of course you do. We always dress up to come here.
Well, of course. It's a special Thursday night thing.
Absolutely. Right before Independence Day, today or yesterday was Canada Day. On the 4th, on Saturday, is Independence Day for America. So everybody's celebrating. How are you celebrating?
Well, Catonsville, where I live in Maryland, has one of the largest parades actually in the United States, 4th of July parades. Oh, we have marching bands, and we have the military guys and the kids and the dogs, and it's so much fun, so much fun. So there's going to be a parade and fireworks and live music Friday night, which will be real fun. Michael?
Belgium. My father was a very successful businessman in the lime industry, mining. And my mother's a housewife. And then we moved to South Africa, went to Grace School in Port Elizabeth, started playing rugby at the age of six and ran in athletics. And then we
Sandy, you're there?
Yes, I am.
Everything drops out when the UK calls in. It's one of those funny things. So,
is that what happened?
That's what happened.
Sorry, everyone.
Yeah, I'm sorry, everyone. Absolutely. Let's go to the Papa Spike intro.
Can we get him back, Michael?
We certainly can. I'm going to go ahead and try that right about now. Until then, this is the intro of Papa Spike. For those who don't know him, he is a rugby player, a model, and author of A Naughty Thing Called Life. And I once again, the topic tonight is called balance. Call in tonight. Here's the intro. Hopefully this works. There we go. It's working. Papa Spike, please call in.
I've had quite an interesting, colorful, eventful life. You know, I was told I'd never walk again, be brain dead, paraplegic, never father a child. And I've proved them wrong on everything. And it's a miracle I survived it. I was born on June 28th, 1963, in Liège, Belgium. My father was a very successful businessman in the lime industry, mining. My mother's a housewife, and we moved to South Africa, went to Grace School in Port Elizabeth, started playing rugby at the age of six and ran in athletics. Then we decided to go to Florida. I started playing rugby for the Dallas Harlequins, where we won the National Club Championships. That's me. What's this is me now. After playing rugby for 2 years, I met Rex Parks, who was the next Mr. Universe and Arnold Schwarzenegger's best friend and mentor. Walked in the gym and he walked up to me and said, Spike, you got the best genetics I've seen since Arnold Schwarzenegger. I think you should try bodybuilding. Then he trained me for hours and hours every single day. And I ended up competing, and I won Mr. South Africa 2 years in a row. I went from 19 to second engine is born, it's getting all the reason to live. It's just nice knowing that I'm helping people, you know, come off drugs, get out of their wheelchairs, psychologically, you know, just giving them confidence and inspire them and motivate them to enjoy life. This is at my second wedding, my brother and sister, my two brothers and sister.
Difficulties. I'm sorry. Michael's on it.
My name's Richie Moore. But, I'm the CEO of Mars Film Production. Spike asked me to talk about a documentary we're producing and filming.
Thank you.
still there?
Hello, welcome. Who's this?
It's Richie Moore calling. I'm the CEO of Ars Film Productions, and we're working with Spike on producing a documentary on his book, and he asked me to call in to talk about it.
Hi, Richie. Welcome to the show. We've obviously been having some technical difficulties this evening. This is Sandy Akey, and this is On the Couch with Michael Couch, and we've obviously been playing around with the computer tonight, but I'm so glad that you're here. Please tell us about the book and how we can support that.
Well, the book is, Spike's promoting the book. We're actually going to be filming a documentary based on his book.
And when is that beginning? When is the start date for that?
Well, we've started the process. We're hoping to be able to go into production within the next month or two.
Oh, that's very exciting! And do you see a release here in the United States as well, and overseas?
Well, yes, it'd be released in the United States, but we're also looking at international markets.
Oh, terrific! And is it going to be what is the name going to be? Curious minds want to know. Will it be the Naughty Life?
Yeah, it's the same title as the book. It'll be the Papa Spike story.
And what angle are you coming to this movie with? Is it that things happen to us in our lives and we have these walls? Because I know he talks a lot about hitting the wall, having everything, and then all of a sudden everything just completely changes. And that we can have this health and happiness, and we don't have to go by what the doctors tell us or what the society tells us. And is that what the movie will show us, that we all have hope and inspiration?
Oh, well, absolutely. I mean, it's all about his life story. So the documentary itself, we have the documentary planned, and then after the documentary is released, we're going to go into production on an actual feature film. But the documentary itself is, of course, based on his life from his book. And it's going to be a hard-hitting, very honest, open documentary, that shows, how a person can be on top of the world and lose everything in literally a heartbeat.
Wow.
And then how you can come back from that. I mean, Spike is very, his story's really, there's a lot of tragedy and heartbreak in there, but there's also a lot of motivation this is just a story that has to be told that can hopefully help a lot of people to overcome the challenges in their life.
It really is a fascinating story, and I, for one, am behind it all the way, because I, too, had a near-death experience and a very traumatic thing happened in my life. And it's a very similar type of story. And I came back from that it seems like we all come back to want to help. We all come back to want to inspire and to help guide people to tell them really what the universe is all about, rather than just what we believe when we're here on Earth. I mean, it's a fascinating and inspiring way to connect with people. And I know there have been so many stories over the years like this, but his in particular is he had everything that we believe that we want. Do you know what I mean? We want that fame.
Yeah.
We want the riches. We want that fantastic body and to be an athlete. And he really did, and a model. And he had so much going for him. And it's amazing. And I think that we've all experienced this in our lifetime, that it can change in a heartbeat, like you say. And his was literally a heartbeat.
Yeah, literally. I mean, you know, I think probably everybody has had some kind of tragic story in their life at one time or another. A lot of people choose to just ignore it and put it in the back of their mind and not think about it anymore, and try to carry on. But, and everyone's story is a little different or a lot different.
Mm-hmm.
And no matter the degree of the tragedy, you know, we all feel it very, very hard on a personal level, whatever it may be.
But it's really all the same, isn't it? Really,
in the end, it's all the same. I mean,
yeah,
you can go downhill very quickly, no matter what it is. And like I say, this story with Spike has to be told, and it can be very inspirational, very motivational. And
what is it about the story that attracted you to it? How did you get connected with Papa Spike? How did that happen?
Well, we actually met on Facebook, believe it or not.
Really?
And not that long ago. But, we started talking, and it's just, there isn't any one aspect that really made me think, okay, we have to tell this story. It's just the whole thing. It's the whole story, you know, reaching your goals and beyond and losing it. And then, deciding that you want your life back. And I mean, look, he's, his daughter obviously influenced his ability to be able to come back and live his life as best he can. So,
I think we all have to have that. Yeah, we all have to have that motivation. We really do. What are we living for? And that's the best motivation in the world is your daughter, is a child.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, that is something. And I believe that as well, especially from my story. There has to be something that does, because when those type of things happen, we often want to give up. We often want to just say, oh, forget it. I'm just going to go home. I'm just going to go home. I'm just going to do that. And it has to be that magic that's there that keeps us focused and keeps us here. And I think that's a real important part of the story as well, that the role that his daughter is playing in his life and in his story. I think it's an amazing motivator.
Well, definitely. I mean, when something happens to you, where's the first place people usually go is to the negative land, why me? And the universe is being cruel to me. And why do things always happen to me? And we tend to stay there for long periods of time. Another aspect is, you gotta bring your mind back to the positive. You have to start looking at life as, hey, I have something to live for. And once you start doing that, now you can start, healing and getting better and improving your life. So, it's something that we need to do.
Well, this show tonight, obviously Michael Couch is still having some issues getting back with us here, but I'm so happy to talk with you. But he had this show, he wanted the focus to be balance. And at least in my life, and I know with Papa Spike too, that you can reach such a high pinnacle, but because it's so high, you can also dip down so low. And finding that in-between place is that balancing place where you're on the seesaw and you're you can go a little bit this way and a little bit that way, but boy, those big swings, they can be really tough on the soul and the spirit.
Sandy.
Yes.
So thankful that you've taken the run. Oh, my God. I'm so sorry I missed this. Everything dropped out on my end. I'm not even to go ahead.
Is he still there? Richie, are you still there?
You're on.
Oh,
Richie, are you
there?
Yes,
Richie and I are having. Oh, yeah. Oh, wonderful. Richie, meet Michael Couch. Michael on the couch. We're having a wonderful conversation.
My computer system just totally shitted on me. So everything's fine. Richie, so nice to go ahead. I think I have Papa here. Papa Spike, is that you?
Yeah, that's me.
Oh, Richie
Papa,
and I have been having a wonderful time here.
Oh,
hi, Papa Spike.
fight? The intricacies of the UK hooking up with the US for a show. I'm telling you, I don't know. Papa, it's gotta be your mojo, it's gotta be your energy, it's gotta be your spice. Because Sandy has done a great job carrying the show. My system fell out. Papa Spike, everybody, this is Papa Spike. I've known him for 3 years, a fantastic man. Richie Moore, film producer, who's actually producing
his. Oh, he's wonderful.
His.
We've been having a great time with Richie. Yeah.
I'm so happy, Richie, that you're here. And, you know, I'm sorry I came late. I showed up early, but, you know, my car didn't work. I have no idea what. But anyways, thank you guys so much. Edward, Papa.
Yes.
Nice to talk to you, my friend. How are you doing?
Likewise. I'm fine. It's about almost 2 a.m. in the morning here in London, but I'm all right.
Well, thanks for staying up for us, Papa Spike. It's so nice to have you here.
It's a pleasure.
Let's catch up on the topic. The topic is balance tonight. Go ahead and call into 516-418-5594. Papa, let's go to you about balance. What have you learned about balance? Your story, I played the 9-minute informational video and clip of you, and everybody knows of your past. And thank you so much for joining me on my new show, but what does balance mean to you?
Well, balance is just enjoying. I mean, personally, I cherish every breath I take, you know, especially after everything I've been through. And balance is life for me,
yeah.
Personally. You know, I mean, I don't know how else to describe it. Just happy to be alive and happy to be able to inspire and make a difference in people's lives. And that's what I'm all about, you know. And I just find it so rewarding that every single person who's read my book have said to me, Spike, I've never read a book like it. I actually felt like, because I wrote every word myself, I actually felt like you were sitting there telling me your story and I couldn't put it down, you know. And knowing that I've made a difference to so many thousands of people's lives out there in the world, I just can't describe it. It's just beautiful.
I imagine it helps you to keep that balance, because Richie
exactly.
and I were talking about the movie and how you can be so on top of the world and have everything going your way, but in a heartbeat, you're at the other end of the spectrum. So to find that
exactly.
balance in the middle for you and with your beautiful, beautiful daughter, how special
yeah.
to be able to find that equilibrium and enjoy the moments.
Yeah, no, it's just amazing. It's just unbelievable.
Well, what do you have in store for the future, Papa Spike?
What are your
plans?
Everything I do, my book and this movie I'm doing for my daughter Angelina, so I can give her a good future. But I just want to get this movie made and out there and just help people in the world, you know, who are bedridden, they're stuck in wheelchairs, have given up on life, and who have severe drug problems like I used to have, which almost killed me.
Well, I understand. I, too, have had a very traumatic history in this particular earth walk. And it does motivate you to inspire people, doesn't it? That we can be
yeah, totally,
better,
totally.
That we can be hopeful, that we can heal anything. Isn't that an amazing part of your story, that you can
yeah,
heal anything?
It's unbelievable, you know, and it's amazing how powerful the mind is if you actually choose to use it, you know. And
What is it that
you know,
that really you think helped you turn that corner? What was it that helped you turn the healing corner? Was it working with your mind, working with your body? Was it a particular practitioner? What was it that did that for you?
Personally, it was my family. You know, my parents and my brothers and sister, Natalie, who when I was in a coma for weeks on weeks, she No, she stayed by my bedside holding my hand through the whole thing. And
oh, how
and
lovely.
The birth of Angelina. Yeah, and then the birth of Angelina just gave me all the reason to keep living and, you know, and be there for her and give her a proper life and be a good father to her, you know. And,
yeah, but Papa,
I can't
deny your love for Angelina. I see Facebook posts on Facebook all the time with you and her. Of course, your desire is to live for her and to live a full life for her. But when it comes to what you, I mean, you just got out of the hospital. What was it, a month ago?
Recently, yeah.
Recently,
yeah.
And so that kind of determination happens on an integral level. It happens on a personal level to live for
yeah.
your daughter. So where do you draw that kind of strength for the balance for everything?
Just from within, you know, just, you know, coming from the family I do, you know, and the love my parents, my family have for me and I for them. And, you know, it's just inner strength, really. You know, I mean, I don't know how else to put it, just inner strength and belief
yeah, well,
in
you're,
life.
You're the strongest man I know, Mr. Papa. We're going to go ahead and take a break. Give us a call at 516-418-5594 with your story. This is Matt Abler with End of the World. More with Papa Spike and Sandy Athey when we get back. Don't go away. And thank you for putting up with the technical glitches tonight. Please enjoy. You're on the couch. Don't go away.
I don't want to ride this roller coaster. Think I want to get off, but they buckled me down. You don't want to have this conversation, then you better get out, cause we're climbing to our death. At least that's what they want you to think. Just in case we jump the track, I have a confession to make. Something like a
Hey, this is Bob, the lobby attendant at the historic Lafayette Hotel in beautiful Marietta, Ohio. Have a great day with Michael on the couch.
I love Bob. I don't know why I love Bob. Anyways, welcome back to On the Couch. You're sitting here with Sandy Athey, Papa Spike, author of A Naughty Thing Called Life. The topic is balance. Papa, I'm going to go to you. Where do you find your strength? Because with, you know, I know you talked about Angelina, but the level of which you've gone through has to deal bigger and deeper than just strength within. So where do you actually pull your strength from?
Hello?
Hello,
oh, no,
Papa,
Mike.
You there?
Are you there?
Yeah, sorry, I'm back. Yeah, I'm back now.
Oh, my God. A show riddled with mojo. I
well, because
enjoy
that's,
it so
that's
very
Papa
much.
Spike, Michael. That's Papa Spike. He has major mojo. Oh, my
major.
Gosh. He. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The juju there is absolutely incredibly strong and resilient. He has such a resiliency to him. I think that's probably why you were such a good rugby player. You know, a lot of resilience
yeah.
there. Mm-hmm. You're just not going to give up.
And also, being a professional athlete half my life, I've always been very extremely competitive and always wanted to be on top. So I'll never settle for second best, ever.
Well, that's a great motivator to get better, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a great motivator for healing.
Exactly.
And sure, sure. And you can gain that strength from that connection that you have to athletics and to that being the best that you can be at whatever it is that you're doing. And that's the message from the universe for you tonight. And I got that so strongly earlier when I was asking, you know, for a message for you, and it was just take a deep breath, and it's okay to relax a little bit now, okay? It's
yeah.
really all right
yeah.
to relax a little bit and let some of that softness come out. You know, you have you like to be the tough guy. You know, you like that. But, you know, the Earth Mother told me to tell you it's okay to be a little vulnerable and to allow people to help you and love you and care for you and to really let that part of you come forward, which is exactly what you're doing. But there's also a great strength in that because everything contains its opposite, and we're talking about balance tonight, and everything contains its opposite. So when you have that strength and that resilience, you also have that tenderness and that gentleness, and that balance of those two things is what is propelling you to helping people and to inspiring people. And I, for one, am very honored to talk with you tonight and to be
yeah.
a small part of your life and your journey. Thank you.
No, and also, I don't know if it's being cancerian or what, but I'm very sensitive and, you know, and I have
yes.
a big heart and so much love to give that, you know, everyone and share my love and life.
Oh, Papa, Papa, look, I'm going to go ahead and cut you off there. Yes, you have a whole bunch of love to give, but also, too, with what you've gone through, you know, a good friend of mine had this conversation a couple of nights ago when you understand when you are a caregiver or a care receiver and everything, and you have been a caregiver, and Papa, it's one of those things where you just have to, you could choose to want to receive love from those people, and that is what's happening now with your book and your new movie.
Yeah,
it is. It's going to be fantastic. Talk to me. I mean, I see you on Facebook, so you've chatted about Jason Statham being one of the ones cast in your role. What really is happening with the movie?
Well, I've recently just signed a movie deal with Ricky Moore and. and we need to raise $300,000 to actually to make
well,
this documentary.
Can I just send you a check, Papa? Or is that okay? Would that work?
Check's in the mail, buddy.
It's only a cold sore.
send it to Ars Film Productions, and we'll get this thing going.
There you go.
There he is.
Look, I have to, if you don't mind, I have to interject here just a little bit. I mean,
Please do.
I got to tell you, I just met Spike not that long ago. We met on Facebook, actually, and it didn't take very long. Look, this guy just exudes love and warmth and kindness and such a big heart, and we hit it off
and
right
charm.
Off the bat.
Yeah.
And charm and strength. And, you know, when we talked about his story, it was just something I had to jump on. Look, we've all had tragedy in our life. Mm-hmm. We all take it in different degrees. I've had a couple of major things happen in my life. But it's made me want to help in any way I can. And by doing that, we need to get this story out there. So that's why we're working on producing this documentary. We're doing a feature documentary, and then once that's released, we're going to start working on a feature film. So there's actually two projects happening here.
Fantastic. Fantastic. I don't mean to go ahead and equate or belittle anything, but I'll tell you this. This is the first time I'm telling this on air. 4 weeks ago, I was a happen chance of a home invasion. Two guys came up from the left. Two guys came up from the right. One guy came up the front. We were beaten with guns, hogtied, duct taped. I was robbed. Blah blah blah. Hard things to go through, but an entirely new understanding. And Papa, with what you've gone through, your level of understanding has changed you into the person that you are today, which is a kind and loving person. Angelina loves you a million times, and she's a fantastic photographer. I love the pictures
that she takes of both
you and her. So, Papa, the learning and the understanding happens at any level and at every level. And,
every level, definitely.
Yeah, that's my two cents. Sam, take it away. Oh, God, please don't tell me I've lost everybody again. Jesus.
We're all being a little too quiet. We scared you, huh?
No, it's all what happens.
Oh my goodness. No, it's all perfect, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. 851, taking your calls at 516-418-5594. Call in with your beliefs, your understanding of the term balance. We're going to go to one more song, and then this happened. So don't go away. You're on the couch with Papa Spike, Sandy Athey, and Richie Moore. Don't go away.
By my window each night, sifting through the stars, hoping they could shed some light.
Tired all but giving up, trying to fill this space. I kept coming up empty, I never could make a way. With every smile reached, loneliness followed, but I don't regret how faith brought me through. After all of the sorrow, my heart's not been forsaken. To get where I am, it's more than worth what it's taken. And I would do it again if I knew.
my gift from Papa Spike to Angelina.
Sit back, relax. You're on the couch with Michael Couch.
A55, we're back, Papa Spike. I wanted to play that song for you, Papa, because the pictures, like I said, of you and Angelina are true love, and I know it hasn't been a easy road for you with her, and so I want to go ahead and give you a high five, and I follow you on Facebook, facebook.com. And you're an inspiration to me, my friend. Please know that.
It's an honor, my brother.
And Papa Spike, please let everyone listening know how to find you and how to find your book.
Well, they can either go on my website, www.papaspike.com. Or they can go to lulu.com and search for Papa Spike, P-A-P-A-S-P-Y-K, and an order thing called Life, and come up, and they can order it there on Facebook under Papa Spike or Edouard Spike Gurr. I'm all over the place.
Thank you.
He's everywhere.
We want to let everyone know how to read your story.
Yeah, we also have a link on our website as well to Papa Spike's story and to his books. So is it all right if I give my website address?
Yes,
if
please
want
do.
More information?
Please, yes.
It's www.arsfilmproductions.com. And there's links there to Papa's to Spike's stories and to a link to his books. And some information about the production of the documentary.
Fantastic. Richie, thank you so much for joining us tonight. Papa, thank you so much for staying up so late. I've got one call. I've got 2 minutes left. Let's go ahead and take it from the 201-201-596. Any questions, any content on balance or questions for Papa Spike? You're on the air.
Yes, my name is Laura. I am playing in the movie. I will be playing the ex-wife of Papa Spike.
Thank
you. Welcome to the show. Wonderful.
Thank you.
I can't wait.
Hello,
go
gorgeous.
Ahead.
No,
Hello, gorgeous. Feel free to go ahead and give us your Facebook site pretty quick.
Who are you asking? Are you asking Papa Spike or are you asking me?
I'm asking you, give us your Facebook site. I got 90 seconds left. Give me your Facebook site, and let's go ahead and hook people up.
Okay. My Facebook site is under Laura Carretero. It's spelled C-A-R-R-E-T-E-R-O, and I'm from San Antonio, Texas. And like I said, I'm an actress, and I've been very lucky and fortunate to be playing Papa Spike's ex-wife. Documentary.
I can't wait for the movie, and thank you so much for calling in, love. I'm going to go ahead and look you up, or look me up on Facebook, Michael Friend Couch, or On the Couch. Thank you for calling in tonight. We're running out of time. I love you guys so much. Thank you so much for calling in. Sandy, as ever, Papa, huge hugs, and Richie Moore. I look forward to keeping in touch and seeing what's happening. 10 seconds left.
Pleasure.
Good night, everybody.
Safe journey.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Safe journeys, everybody.
Ricky and Laura, I will speak to you soon, and I'm going to try and get some sleep and speak
take
tomorrow.
Take a nap, Papa. Absolutely. Good night, Sandy. Good night, everybody. This is Michael Couch signing out for On the Couch.